time to relax and grab a drink for alcohol trivia on this week's episode of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. We're going to responsibly consume 30 trivia questions about alcohol and its representation in pop culture. Unlike the actual stuff, there is no age limit for these questions. If the subject is too triggering for you, skip it and come back next week. We've got comic book trivia then. Okay, good? Then let's dive in. The Dorky Round. Number 1. After water and tea, what is the most popular beverage in the world? Beer. Number 2. Ending a 300-year-old tradition, in 1970, British sailors were no longer given a daily ration of what? Rum. Number 3. What alcohol is mentioned in the Bible over 500 times? Wine. Number 4. Though there are variations, what drink is fresh orange juice mixed with champagne? A mimosa. Number 5. A margarita is traditionally served with what mineral stuck to the rim of the glass? Salt. Number 6. In Star Trek, what blue-colored beverage is illegal in the Federation but is still consumed regularly? Romulan ale. Number 7. Homer Simpson is an ardent consumer of what alcohol? Duff beer. Number 8. Named after the first Bond girl, what drink was consumed during the book and film version of Casino Royale? The Vesper. Number 9. Crown Royal is a product of what country? Canada. Number 10. What beverage, made in Mexico, is distilled from the blue agave plant? Tequila. The Geeky Round. Number 1. What amendment to the U.S. Constitution prohibited the sale of alcohol? The 18th Amendment. Number 2. Alcoholism is referred to as AUD. What does AUD stand for? Alcohol Use Disorder. Number 3. A Moscow mule is traditionally served in a mug made from what metal? Copper. Number 4. In Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, Ron Weasley accidentally drinks some poisoned what? Oak matured mead. Number 5. What alcohol is named, indirectly, for a French royal family that included Louis XIV and XV? Bourbon whiskey. Debate rages as to whether the whiskey is named for Bourbon County in Kentucky or Bourbon Street in New Orleans. Number 6. Drinking what beverage was described by The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy as, like having your brain smashed out by a slice of lemon wrapped around a large gold brick? A pangalactic gargle blaster. Number 7. What four-letter alcohol is considered the official drink of Greece? Ouzo. Number 8. Buzz beer in The Drew Carey Show is beer brewed with what stimulant? Coffee. Number 9. During the Kentucky Derby weekend, Churchill Downs serves over 120,000 of what cocktail? Mint juleps. Number 10. There is a cutout of Ryan Reynolds at the welcome desk to the distillery that makes what liquor? Aviation gin. Reynolds is part owner and spokesman for the brand. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. What amendment to the U.S. Constitution repealed the 18th Amendment? The 21st Amendment. America sobered up enough in that span to pass the 19th Amendment, women's suffrage, and the 20th to move the inauguration up 2 months, shortening the lame duck period of a presidency. Number 2. Mezcal does not contain a worm, but rather what dead creature? Moth larvae. Number 3. Jägermeister translates to what in English? It means hunt master in German. Number 4. In 1876, what company's red triangle logo became the world's first trademark? Bass Pale Ale. Number 5. The rule of thumb is when brewers used their thumbs to determine when to add what? Yeast. Number 6. Niles and Fraser Crane were fond of what fortified Spanish wine? Sherry. Number 7. In Deep Space Nine, General Martok brought an entire barrel of what Klingon beverage to the final battle of Cardassia? Klingon blood wine. Number 8. According to what dystopian novel, Victory Gin had a sickly, oily smell? Number 9. If you spike an Arnold Palmer with vodka, you get what drink, named after another PGA player? John Daly. Number 10. Though whiskey and vodka are number one in most U.S. states, Nevadans are most fond of what anise-flavored liqueur? Absinthe. And that's it for alcohol trivia. Let me know on social media or Spotify what your drink of choice is, even if it's non-alcoholic. Here's a clue for next week's episode. What Justice League member made his debut in the story The Strange Experiment of Dr. Urdell? I promised comic trivia, and I shall deliver. See you next Wednesday. This was episode 260 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. The theme music was provided by Jason Shaw of audionautics.com. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. Come find out what else I'm up to at thevoicesinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Long before the summer of love, pride parades down Market Street, and the fight for marriage equality, San Francisco in 1953 was all about the Red Scare, FBI investigations, yellow journalism run amok, and the ladies who play mahjong over tea. In The Unexpected Heiress, private detective Nick Williams is called in to see his lawyer and friend Jeffrey Klein, whose mystery client, under contract to Metro, was just arrested at the Kit Kat Club on Polk Street, but somehow got off with a bench warrant. Jeffrey wants to know who in the police department worked things behind the scenes for the star of the upcoming blockbuster, It Was Raining Then. Meanwhile, a late-night phone call from his estranged father sends Nick into a tailspin, and a family secret, along with a lot of other things better kept hush-hush, are all splashed on the front pages of the Daily News. It ain't pretty. In the end, for Nick and his lover, a strapping firefighter named Carter Jones, it's actually the beginning of a whole new way of doing business. The Unexpected Heiress by Frank W. Butterfield is book one in the Nick and Carter series and is available now on Audible and iTunes.